As summer changes to fall here in the Northern Hemisphere, nearly 4,000 species of birds will be migrating south for the winter. These journeys are demanding, and birds can fly up to 600 miles in a day. They face countless challenges along their migration routes, including getting eaten by cats, being disoriented by light pollution, and colliding with windows. Window collisions happen more often on more reflective windows, says Dr. Kim Sullivan, an ornithologist at USU.
They may see a reflection of sky or tree in your window, and they can get flying up to about 30 miles an hour in about 15 feet. So they really hit hard, and you hear that as a loud thunk.
To reduce bird strikes on homes and buildings, Dr. Sullivan has some suggestions, such as stretching monofilament line across windows at 4-inch intervals.
You really rarely see any disruption of the view, but the birds are able to see that monofilament line pretty clearly.
People can also place vinyl dots in 4-inch grids across their windows, like some buildings at Utah State have done. She says screens on windows and even keeping blinds or curtains drawn can help as well. Last fall saw an unprecedented migratory bird die-off, where thousands of birds were found dead across the southwestern U.S. Dr. Sullivan explains what caused this.
And they did not have the fat that birds normally put on prior to migration that will help sustain them through this long time period of high energy expenditure. There was also a concern that they may have had problems based on smoke inhalation from flying through the very smoky air around wildfires.
With another extreme wildfire season this year and drought continuing to reduce food availability for birds, Dr. Sullivan says we could see similar die-offs, although areas in the southwest will offer a respite.
The southern air, Arizona, New Mexico got a very good monsoon season this year, so once birds arrive in those areas, there then should be a lot of food.
Continuing to keep bird feeders stocked with high-calorie options like suet cakes can help birds on their journey, as well as turning off outdoor lights at night, keeping cats inside, and making windows easier for birds to see. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Ellis Julin.